When you hear of a popular brand success like Skims, Rode, Rare Beauty, or Aloe Yoga, you may think that all just comes from having a great product. But most people don't realize that it's the business behind the business that drives that success. There's an overlooked secret that makes selling and shopping simple. And that secret is Shopify. So the secret's out. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. It's the home of the number one checkout on the planet, meaning way less carts abandoned and way more sales going. I've been using it myself for 2 years with my own brand of women's feminine clothing and lingerie, so I know what the hype is all about. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/forthegirls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today, we're going to be talking about and answering the question of what is soft living? What is the soft girl era? Actually, what happened to soft girl era? Because I feel like earlier this year, or like a few months ago, whatever, this was all the rage. This is what everybody was talking about online. All the girls' TikTok videos were like a day in my soft life. Like, this is my soft girl era. This is my soft girl living. Like, everybody was talking about it. Everybody was doing it. And now it's gone. No one's soft anymore? Are we in our hard girl era? Like, what's happening? I feel like, you know, well, actually, a wise woman once said, life's what you make it. That wise woman was Hannah Montana. And honestly, she's taught me many of the principles that I live by today. Nobody's perfect. I gotta work it, you know, like all these things. But yes, life's what you make it, so let's make it rock, I believe is the exact line. But like, life's what you make it, so you can make it soft. If that's the life that you want for yourself, that could be the life that you have. It doesn't have to be an era. It doesn't have to be a trend or a fad or just like one period of your life. And so I feel like I'm talking about this now as it's like no longer really trending anymore, because I feel like people got this confused, like misconstrued. And I feel like the true essence of life is to be consistent in whatever it is that you want your life to be. So I find that a lot of people change it up so much. And it's like, one day I'm this version of me, this day I'm that version of me. And of course, we all go through seasons where we change and we mature and we take things on and then we get rid of things. Like, of course, that happens in life. But at the same time, I feel like people think of the soft girl era as like something to strive for that can't just be attained. And I think the complete opposite. Because I believe anyone and everyone can have that life if they choose to. Like I just said, life's what you make it. If that's the life that you choose to have for yourself, you can have it even while being single, even while not having someone to take care of you. Because again, I think there's a misconception. I feel like people think soft girl living is only for the girls or the women who are financially taken care of and don't need to work. And it's like, you have a soft life because your only thing on your to-do list every day is to go to Pilates. And like, you go to Pilates and then you come home and then you bake sourdough and then you, whatever, blow out your hair with your Dyson and then dinner's on the table and ta-da, like, that was a day in my soft life. Like, I feel like that's what people think the case is like, it's just for the Pilates mom or it's just for people who don't have to work. And I think I'm a pretty good example of someone who is a mix of both of those things, because I am not fully taken care of. Like, I do still live on my own. Like, I still live by myself. I still take care of myself. Of course, I'm taken care of in certain ways. Like, as you girls know, like, I'm in Italy. Actually, while this is recording, I'm in Italy. Like, as you're listening to this, I'm not in Italy as I'm recording. I'm home as I'm recording, but this episode is live while I'm in Italy. And as you girls know, my boyfriend is taking me. So yes, I do have the luxury of not having to take care of these certain things. Like, this trip was taken care of for me, which I'm extremely grateful for. So yes, of course, I have certain things like that, but I still have to work. I still take care of myself. I still live, you know, on my own. Like, I'm still working. I'm probably never going to stop entirely working, because then that would mean getting rid of this podcast. You know, like, even aside from this podcast, I do work. I do other things. The difference between my work and somebody else's work is that I built my career based on myself and based on what I love. So I do have the podcast. I do have my social media where I'm linking things and linking products that I love and that I use. And yes, I'm making money off of that, and I'm building online businesses off of that and sharing that, as you would see through like my Instagram or whatever. And then of course I have my private coaching where I coach girls on confidence. Again, these are things that I love. These are things that I enjoy and things that I essentially decided and built a career on, because I do want my life to feel soft. So even though I'm working, I'm doing what I love. But let me make something clear. This was not always the case for me. Because in the past, I mean, not to say that I like hated my job, but I did have a job that didn't align necessarily with the lifestyle I wanted for myself. I had a 9-to-6 fashion job in the city, which when you think of it like that, that means I was on the bus at 7:30 every morning, going to work, got there for 9, stayed there till 6 p.m., and then I got on the bus and came back home and, you know, got home at like 8 o'clock at night. That was the case a lot of the time. But once I realized that that was not a lot, and this is well before the term soft living and soft era even came out, I was someone who always prioritized loving my life and enjoying my life. And the more that you love and enjoy your life, the softer it gets to feel. And so what are things that I would do? I would make the best out of my situation. Even though I could have been really robotic and just been like, okay, work, sleep, repeat, I made friendships with my coworkers. And we would go to happy hour after work, or we would go to dinner after work. Or sometimes we would even go to karaoke. We would like head to K-Town and have so much fun doing karaoke nights. We would go into the meatpacking district and go to Dos Caminos and get margaritas and, you know, chips and salsa and tacos. Like, we would go to the bar one night and like get super wasted and go to work hungover, being like, oh my God, how did we even do this? Like, we made the best of it. And even if that was not what like TikTok deems as like soft living, your life gets to feel soft. It gets to feel like it's not so hard, for lack of better terms, because you're doing what you enjoy. You're having fun, okay? And so granted, that wasn't the lifestyle that I per se wanted for myself, because I did want a lot more time freedom. But the point is that I'm here on both ends of the spectrum. I think that I'm a pretty good example of someone who maybe now has time freedom, but I didn't always. And even then, I was consistent with wanting to love and enjoy my life. So I always made the effort to do so. The problem with, honestly, Americans, I do feel like it's like a US thing. I don't feel like in other countries, they live to work like we do. Like, if you go to other countries, you'll see there really is such a slow way of living. Like, it is very different. They are not rushing through things. They take their time. They're not passionate about their work. They just work because, you know, it pays the bills and they have to work, but it's not their livelihood. Whereas with us, like, especially, like I said, in the US, I do think that a lot of people live to work. And that's where people tend to forget that there is more to life than work. you have to realize that there's so many different categories of life, okay? So there is your career and finances. And of course, you want to make sure that you have stability in those things. So whether that is a 9-to-6 job like I used to have, or whether that is the ability to build your own career and do, I don't know, the coaching or do the content creation and the affiliate and the online businesses and work for yourself. Like if that's the case, cool. Either way, you want to make sure that you have stability in either of those things. If it's possible for you to monetize what you're super, super passionate about, like I have now, it is such a blessing. Go for it. Try it. Take advantage of the ability that we can do that in 2024. Okay. So there's those categories of work. But then there's so much more to life. There's your personal goals. Like not your professional goals, not your financial goals, your personal goals for what you want in life, whether that's marriage, kids, whether that is something to do with health, whether that is like, you know, where you want to live, what lifestyle you want to have, like we're talking about right now, whatever your personal goals are, whether that's wanting to dedicate your weekends to certain things, I don't care. Personal goals, they are not related to your, you know, career or finance goals. That is a separate thing. Then there's personal development and mindset. And that is the way that you work on yourself. And that's your perception. And that's the way that you operate through life. What is your perception? What is your mindset? What are you doing to improve those things? Are you reading? And it doesn't have to necessarily mean nonfiction. It doesn't have to mean self-help books. It could be fiction books, because that could be what, you know, expands your brain and expands your knowledge, because reading in general makes us smarter and opens our minds and all these other things. And so, you know, working on yourself in that way is also a big category and aspect of life. And it could be anything. It could be hiring a coach. It could be whatever your thing is. Okay. Then there's family and friends. Are you watering those relationships? Like for me, whether I was working 9-to-6 or working the way that I work now, I always made the time for my friendships, whether that was being on phone calls, you know, FaceTiming with my friends, spending time with my friends, getting dinner with my friends, going out with them. I always valued and prioritized girl friendships because they bring peace into my life. And the biggest thing about having that soft life is having peacefulness in your life. So if you feel like you're really lonely, or you're not making time for your friends, or you're so hustle and bustle and the only conversations that you have are work related, and you're not just having, like I just said, personal goals or personal development or friends and family time, then you're probably lacking peace in your life. And that's what's ultimately making you feel like you can't live this like soft girl era, you know, or soft girl lifestyle, whatever. Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings? Bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Then, of course, on top of that, too, there's hobbies and fulfillment. That's another thing right there. You want to make sure that you are fulfilling your life with things that make you feel good, whether it's hobbies, something fun that you take on, or something that just brings you good, you know, good feelings. Like, I don't know, anything that you do in your life that makes you feel good, that makes you feel like you're doing it for you? And then the other thing doing for you, what about your health and your fitness? You know, are you making time to do that? Like, you're not necessarily going to feel like the best version of you if you completely slack in that department. That doesn't mean you need to be on a diet. It doesn't mean you need to work out 7 days a week. It means that you just need to incorporate it into your daily routine, meaning be a little bit active, get outside when you can, go for walks when you can, cook your meals at home more than ordering out. Like certain things, like little habits that you can just do, and you could have fun cooking. I mean, for me, I make content out of cooking because it's fun for me. And that could be a form of work, but most of the time I'm not making any money off of it. I'm just doing it because I like it. I'm not linking anything. I'm not making commission off of the food that I'm like cooking. Like it's not necessarily, you know, like for my finances. It could contribute a little bit toward my career just because I am a content creator. So that is content that I'm creating. But at the same time, I'm creating content based on, again, what brings me peace, what I enjoy. So me cooking feels good, feels nice, feels healthy, feels fun, feels fulfilling. And at the same time, I enjoy making content. So I'm able to do those things and incorporate that as like part of, you know, enjoyment in my day. What about romance? You know, we talk about family and friends, but what about your dating life? Are you enjoying dating or does it feel like a chore? Because sometimes romance is necessary to have in our lives, and other times it's extremely necessary that we remove it altogether. If we're stressing ourselves out, if we're not having fun, if we're hating the dating apps, if we're feeling forced, if our mindset is on, oh, another date, I just want to cancel, I don't want to go through this, blah, 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 then maybe it's time to take a step back. Because the only things that you should be doing if you're trying to live a consistently soft life are the things that make you feel good. So it's time to get honest. It's time to get real. And anything that doesn't make you feel good, you got to get rid of. You have to remove from your life. If it doesn't serve you for the greater good, if it doesn't make you feel like the best version of you, you remove it. On the other end, though, if you do want to meet somebody, if you want to have fun dating and you want to be sexy and flirty and do you, then you have to make that effort. You have to make the time. You have to incorporate romance and dating into your life. A lot of the times we just don't allow ourselves to have fun. We don't allow ourselves to have a social life. We think like, we don't have the time. I don't have time for this. I don't have time for that. Like, I have so much to do. I have so much work to do. I have so much to do at home. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever the case is, we keep telling ourselves this story of like can't and don't have time, when the reality is we're just not making the time. But everybody wants to enjoy their lives, yet they don't make the time for the things that they say they want to do. Instead, they're like, oh, I wish, but I don't have time because, again, whether it's work or whatever, like we make the excuse of not having time with the reason behind that thing being something that like we don't even want to do, something that we don't want to take up 90% of our lives. Like I just said, we have to stop living to work. Work just has to be a category of our life. It's a part of our life. It's not the entirety of our lives. There's one girl on TikTok. So they're twins, but it's the one that has a corporate job. I want to say her name is Danielle. It's like this blonde, like super cute blonde from New York City. And she's like a content creator. Like she, you know, she has a decent following and she posts on social media and whatever. But she has like a standard corporate job. And she always posts on social media being like, this is my 5 to 9 before my 9 to 5 or whatever. And it's her like waking up, going to the gym. She'll take like a workout class, whatever. And then like she'll get ready in the workout class, in the gym, I mean. Like she'll, you know, shower and everything in the class. And then she puts on a super cute outfit that she's like excited to wear throughout the day. And then like she goes for a walk, whatever. Then she goes to work. And then like she'll go meet a friend or meet her sister for lunch. And like she'll just like grab lunch at a place that, you know, she really likes or whatever. Like she makes the most of her lunch break. And then she goes back to work, whatever. Then that's it. Like, she goes home or work is over, then she goes and hangs out with her friends. Like, yeah, you could have a job and still have those little, like, romanticized things and have those things that keep you feeling good and that you enjoy. Because at the end of the day, I don't think soft living has to only mean slow living, like I have nothing going on and can, you know, just spread all my things throughout the day and like my entire morning to night consists of nothing other than me going to my Pilates class and then I just like sit on the couch and watch TV. Like, I don't necessarily think that that is the only way to live a soft life. I think soft could be whatever you make of it. It could be whatever you choose for it to be. It's merely about being happy and loving your life. And like I said, feeling at peace in your day-to-day life. So let this be your sign that you can be single and live a soft life. You could not be rich and live a soft life. You could work in an office and work a standard 9-to-5, 9-to-6 job and have a soft life. You could not work from home. You could not have all the time freedom in the world and live a soft life. It is your mindset. It is what you make out of life. It's what you put into life and it's what you get out of it. If you are high strung, if you're stressed out, if you're negative minded, if you have a scarcity mindset, if you think less is more, if you think like, oh, I don't want to do this because then it's going to take even more time away from me. Like, I would just rather go to work and do nothing because then I have no time to just like relax. Like, okay, then so be it. But you're probably not making enough time for the things that you care about. So that's why you don't feel as fulfilled in life because there's no time for fun. It's like, you know that saying that's like all work and no play? Yeah. If your life is based on all work and no play and you don't have fun and you don't have love and peace in your life, then that's why you don't feel like you resonate. But let me make it clear. Soft living is not a trend. It's not a fad. It's not just like one season of life that comes and goes. It's something you want to embody and practice and live by consistently, always, day after day, week after week, season after season. And that's really it. I'm just keeping this episode short and sweet tonight because I'm keeping this episode short and sweet because there's just nothing more to say. I just wanted to give you girls like a mindset shift and just a little like, not even to say tough love, like a little like reality kick, whatever the case is. And make sure you girls know that you can make the decision today to be a soft life girly. I feel like I just sounded like, you know, the way I just said, you can make the decision today. I feel like, you know, when they're like, it's just $5.99 today to help a dog in need. Like, you know, those commercials. I don't know. That just like came to my head for some reason. that's it. Yeah, that's it. It's a decision that you can make today. And that is all we have for today, girls. There is no new episode next week. I will be back with an episode when I return from Italy. It'll probably be just like a recap episode. I'm not having an episode next week because I did my like early release with like the Love Island episode. So if you didn't listen to that, I have a Love Island recap that came out, you know, the week of the Love Island finale. So that was an early one. So I'm skipping an episode due to having that. So we have our Flashback Friday episodes. And then, yeah, I will be back when I get back from Italy. And just a reminder that you can now shop the Everydays for the Girls baby tee merch. It's so freaking cute. I'm wearing it while I'm recording this episode. I love it and you girls will love it too. The link is in the show notes or you could just head right now to colormemags.com and shop there. But yeah, that is all we have for today. Until next time, girls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. so you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.